Hey Songtown, we are going to talk today about finding your songwriting superpower. So, Clay,
yeah.
I'm going to kick this off and then you can chime in. I think the number one thing that people have to do is be honest with themselves. You know, when I started writing, I bought all this gear and I had in mind that I was going to become that guy that could build my own tracks and sing my own demos and do it all. I was going to be one-stop shop. And I quickly realized it was going to take me 20 years to learn how to be good at all those things that I was wanting to be good at.
Because that wasn't what you were naturally inclined to do.
It wasn't my strength. You know, I wasn't able to hear like, oh, this part should play here and I should do all these things. I just didn't have that ear of a producer.
Right.
And so I was trying to force something that just wasn't going to happen. I spent a lot of money and time trying to do that. And, you know, you and I have been in seminars where we say, you know, hey, raise your hand if your strength is lyrics. Raise your hand if your strength's melody. Raise your hand if your strength is tracks. And I remember one event we did when one guy at the very end goes, what if you're great at all of it? And our response was, then you'd be on the radio and not in our class. You know?
Yeah, I mean, there are people in the world that can do everything and do it at a very high level. It's just not, there's only a few of those kind of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those people are quickly elevated to,
so,
you know.
We just kind of jumped into this discussion and I'm hearing a voice inside my head that goes, well, Marty, why do I have to know my superpower? How is this relevant to songwriters coming up? I know many of you guys are looking to break into the music business to get your first hit song or get your first song on radio, whatever it is. You know, yes, they do still have radio.
You know, my answer to that would be, I think it shortens your journey to success. The more you can have clarity on who you are and what you're great at, you can start to work to become world-class at that thing, but you can also start to work to find people to complement your strengths. So, you know, when I realized I'm not going to be the guy that does everything, I started looking around me going, well, that guy plays guitar really well and is great with melodies. And this guy does really great tracks. Why don't I work with those people instead of trying to do it all myself?
Right.
And when I started doing that, I started getting cuts. You know, and my publisher was like, I think you've turned a corner here.
Right. And for those of you that don't know, Marty is a world-class lyricist. That's his superpower. So he's saying rather than him trying to spend all this time learning something that's never going to be his superpower, he wants to really focus on lyrics and then surround himself with people that do the other stuff.
Yeah. So I made this shift to not worrying about learning production and not worrying about melody that much and just finding great people to work with that already do those things. And it elevated my songs immediately because I'm, you know, when I would turn in songs I wrote by myself, my publisher would say, this feels kind of stock. And that was his way of saying, just feels kind of like what you expect. There's no surprises. There's no really interesting things. And then when I would write with somebody like you or Mark Nessler, that's a great melody person, my publisher would go, oh, I love that change right there, you know.
Right.
I go, okay, that's proof that I just need to work on my thing. And so what I did was I started just spending my time on becoming a better lyricist and coming up with better ideas.
Right.
And so I've focused all my time and energy on becoming a world-class lyricist and a world-class idea person. And then I find people that do those other things.
Yeah. And I think how, like in Songtown, I'll get an email from somebody and they're really good at being a lyricist. And so they're like, well, I'm going to spend the next year taking guitar lessons and I don't feel like I can write a great song until I'm a better guitar player. When in reality, all they have to do is work with someone who's a great guitar player, or even take that away. You know how many songs you can learn to play whole notes on a guitar, play three chords, and you can write world-class songs. Like, you don't need to be a great player. Mm-hmm. But my point is, I think a lot of times people want to put these long-term goals and go, I'll never be good until I can do that. Yeah. Instead of looking at right now in this moment, what can I do now? You know, and you probably have the tools right now at your disposal to that you're not that far away from writing a really good song. Mm-hmm. You know, with a little education, learn the craft, you can do it. But I just think people have this tendency to put it off and procrastinate and go, well, if I was just a better guitar player, if I could build tracks better, you know. And I think a way that's just an excuse for putting off, well, I could be writing right now, you know. I could be writing with this guy over here in Songtown that's a great track person, calls me every day and wants my lyrics, but I'm thinking I need to do what he does.
Yeah, and the sad part about it is that you've got this track person over here that's doing amazing tracks but can't write lyrics that are world class, and he's trying to become a better lyric person, yeah. And you've got this lyricist over here who is insistent on trying to become a better guitar player or a better track person, and if they would just write together, tomorrow they could have a better song than either of them could write. You know, I read a quote this week that's one of my favorite quotes I've read in a long time from Zig Ziglar, and he said, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great.
Yeah.
And I think, to me, it's like, okay, it's okay to not be great at some aspects of being a songwriter. Mm-hmm. And just giving myself permission, it's okay to not be a great melody person. It's okay to not be able to do tracks. And then just charge at the things that I'm good at, you know? And I think the ways to kind of start finding your superpower are to think about, you know, which pieces of songwriting just come most naturally to you. You know, are you the kind of person who strums a guitar and you hear a melody?
Right.
That's really great. Or are you the type of person that hears a conversation in a coffee shop and a chorus comes to you in your head of writing, you know, the lyrics, you know, and to kind of just observe yourself. And also, and this is something my first publisher told me, think about in your co-writes, which co-writes produced the best songs and what did you do in that co-write? And so when I started thinking about it that way, I realized, oh, wow, when I write with you or Mark Nessler, I don't even take my guitar out, you know, and I get better songs. Well, maybe that's because my guitar playing is limiting what I'm trying to do, you know, and just letting go of that piece can make me stronger, you know. So I started observing that and just kind of being honest, and it was hard to say, okay, you know, I'm probably not going to be a world-class guitar player. I'm not going to be a world-class track builder or melody person, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know? And then another thing you can do is to ask your co-writers, you know, I do this periodically. Like, what do you feel like I bring to the room? You know, and I'll get some interesting answers. You know, I think people say, well, you always bring great ideas. Your lyrics have a fresh angle. And I noticed, you know, when I started asking that question, I'm not getting anybody going, you have killer melodies, you know. And I've gotten better at melodies because I learned from people that are great. You know, so when I write with you or I write with Mark or other melody people, I go, oh, wow, why did you make that choice right there? And you'll say, oh, well, because we were coming in on the downbeat on every section of the verse. And I go, okay, that's a tool I can learn. So I've gotten better at those things by just being around people that are great.
Yeah, and we're not saying that you can't get better at something that's not your superpower. I know for me, when I first came to town, I was better at melody and chords, and I was learning lyrics and writing with people like you, Tia Sillers, people that were great lyricists. I started going, oh, okay, that's, you got to have a setup line before your title, and then the opening line of the song is really important, and this is how you make that better. I started seeing how it was done, and that got me to the point where I could show up with an artist like Darius Rucker and be able to do lyrics and melody. But before, it took years and years to get to that point. It wasn't my superpower in the beginning, but because I recognized I was better at melody, I started working with great lyricists, and then I learned how to write much better lyrics.
Yeah. And I think that's the key for almost everybody. You know, when you look at the charts in pop or country or just about any genre, there's not a lot of people writing by themselves, and it's not because it can't be done.
Man, you have started a whole controversy. I can see it in the comments.
It's
going to
be in the comments.
That's what's wrong with today's music. Yeah. People are co-writing. Well, let me tell you, people have been co-writing for decades and decades and decades. I mean, go back to Rodgers and Hart writing, you know, jazz music. And like, it's always been Paul McCartney and John Lennon, Keith Richards, yeah, Mick Jagger. You know, this whole idea. There was a period starting in the 1970s where you got these singer-songwriters, the lonely, sad, mm-hmm, you know, melancholy guys, yeah, that would write these hits by themselves. Yeah. And it was really like, that was a point in history that was unlike any other, because by and large, the most of the hits that have been written in the history of music, the majority have been co-written.
Yeah.
So it kind of tickles me. Now, I do think there's, people have a great point when they go, why are there 10 writers on this song? Well, obviously they didn't all 10 of them write the song. There's people on there that were producers, that a manager that wanted to cut themselves into the songwriting portion of the pie. Like, there is some stuff going on. So, but yeah, it doesn't take 10 writers to write a song. Right. But just co-writing in general, I mean, the vast majority of great songs have been co-written.
Yeah. And, it, you know, it doesn't mean, like, for the play that I'm working on, there's some of the songs that I wrote the melody for. And so I've learned enough that sometimes I can come up with a really interesting melody.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't count on that every day. You know, I'm usually trying to find co-writers that can really bring the heat in the melody and the track kind of department, and I can just focus on the lyric, you know? So I think all of us, and like you mentioned with doing lyrics when you wrote with Darius, we're not saying don't participate in any of the other parts, you know? We're just saying, you know, be honest with yourself and hone the skills in the area where you feel like you could be world-class and great. And then every now and then you'll need to work on the other side, and that's awesome. And you probably will have learned more than you realized by working with those great people.
Yeah, I mean, whether you're in sports or any field, you try to accent your strengths. And then in your, you know, 10% of the time, maybe you're working on your weaknesses to make them better. Yeah. But that's not what you focus most of your time on. Sweetwater.
We love them.
They're a great co-sponsor with us.
Yeah. We appreciate them. There's a link in the show notes. If you need gear, instruments, all that kind of stuff, they got you covered. And anything else?
No, man.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Cheers.